Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Radio's Greatest of All Time is a 2022 hardcover anthology centered on Rush Limbaugh's long career as a conservative talk radio host. Rather than offering a conventional narrative or a new argument from start to finish, the book assembles memorable on-air moments, selected commentary, and personal reflections that present Limbaugh as a major figure in American media and political conversation. It is rooted in the history of The Rush Limbaugh Show, which reached a massive national audience and became one of the most influential programs in talk radio. The volume also includes contributions from Catherine Limbaugh and David Limbaugh, adding family perspective to the public legacy. As a retrospective, the book is aimed at readers who want to understand Limbaugh's style, his appeal to listeners, and the role he played in shaping modern conservative media. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated retrospective of Rush Limbaugh's most recognizable radio moments. The book is structured as a collection of selected on-air highlights rather than a continuous memoir or argument. That format matters because it lets the reader encounter Limbaugh in the medium that made him famous: live radio commentary, built around timing, voice, humor, and immediate response to current events. By organizing the material as an anthology, the book preserves the feel of listening to a host who worked through daily political and cultural controversies in real time. The value of this approach is that it captures style as much as content. Limbaugh was known not only for his views, but for the way he framed them, using rhythm, repetition, and wit to make his points memorable. A retrospective collection is well suited to that legacy because it shows how recurring themes and delivery techniques shaped his identity. It also makes the book accessible to readers who may not have followed the show for decades, since they can sample the voice that defined the program without needing deep background knowledge. Secondly, how talk radio became a platform for conservative political influence. One of the book's most important themes is the relationship between media format and political power. Limbaugh's career illustrates how talk radio can move beyond entertainment and become a sustained channel for ideological interpretation. The book reflects a period when The Rush Limbaugh Show reached millions of listeners and helped define the modern conservative media environment. That context is essential because the show was not merely popular. It helped normalize a style of opinion-driven broadcasting in which politics, satire, and commentary were fused into a daily conversation. The book therefore works as a case study in media influence, showing how a host can become a central interpreter of news for a large audience. Readers interested in American political communication can use it to understand why radio remained influential, even as other media expanded. The significance is not just the size of the audience, but the consistency of engagement over time. Limbaugh's show created a relationship with listeners that was personal, repetitive, and highly responsive to current affairs, which made it a durable force in partisan media. Thirdly, Catherine Limbaugh and David Limbaugh add family perspective to a public legacy. The inclusion of commentary and stories from Catherine Limbaugh and David Limbaugh gives the book a dimension that goes beyond broadcasting history. Their contributions help frame Rush Limbaugh not only as a public personality, but as a family member whose life and work had private consequences and emotional meaning. This matters because media figures are often reduced to their public disputes or achievements, while the personal relationships that shape them are left unexplored. In this book, the family material helps soften that distance and provides a more complete portrait of his legacy. It does not turn the volume into a conventional memoir, but it does deepen the reader's understanding of how his career was remembered by people closest to him. That perspective can be especially useful for readers who want to see how a controversial and influential public figure is interpreted by relatives who shared in the experience of his life. The result is a layered tribute, part media anthology, part family remembrance, and part legacy statement. Fourthly, a record of a controversial figure whose influence shaped modern political debate. The book is also significant because it preserves the work of a figure who remained highly influential and highly debated. Limbaugh's name evokes strong reactions, and the book reflects that reality by presenting his voice as historically important within conservative politics and broadcasting. Its value is not limited to admiration from supporters. It also serves as source material for understanding a period when opinion media became more combative, more personality-driven, and more central to political identity. By collecting his most recognizable moments, the book highlights the methods that made him effective: provocative framing, confident argument, and a talent for turning political issues into repeatable talking points. Those traits helped define a broader media style that outlasted his individual career. Readers studying contemporary American discourse can use the book to see how partisan broadcasting developed its own conventions. At the same time, the book does not attempt to hide its celebratory posture, so it should be read as a tribute rather than a detached critical biography. That makes its perspective clear and historically useful. Lastly, a commemorative volume tied to legacy, audience loyalty, and charitable purpose. Beyond content, the book functions as a commemorative object. It marks Limbaugh's career as something to be preserved, remembered, and passed to a new audience, which is why the presentation emphasizes his status as a dominant radio personality. The book also appears within a broader public effort to maintain his legacy after his death, connecting memory with institutional recognition and reader loyalty. For supporters, this makes the volume more than a souvenir. It is a formal record of a media career they consider culturally important. Another notable element is the reported charitable dimension, with proceeds supporting families of military heroes. That detail adds a layer of public purpose and links the book to causes often associated with patriotic themes in Limbaugh's broadcasting. The result is a product that sits between anthology, tribute, and legacy project. It stands apart from ordinary political books because it is not designed mainly to persuade through new analysis. Instead, it preserves a particular voice and the audience relationship around it, which is central to understanding why Limbaugh remained influential for so long. In conclusion, Radio's Greatest of All Time will be most useful to readers who want a focused retrospective on Rush Limbaugh as a broadcaster rather than a full biography or a balanced political study. Fans of conservative talk radio will find a curated record of the voice, humor, and commentary style that made his program a dominant force for decades. Readers interested in media history can use it to understand how personality-driven radio helped shape modern partisan discourse in the United States. The book also has value for those studying legacy and public memory, because it combines selected broadcast moments with family reflections that frame how Limbaugh is remembered after his career. What distinguishes it from similar books is its format instead of building an argument about his importance. It presents an archive of his most representative material and lets the legacy emerge through selection. That makes it less a conventional analysis than a commemorative collection, but that is also its strength. It captures a specific media era, a distinctive rhetorical style, and the audience culture that sustained him. For readers who want context, tribute, and a preserved record of his influence, it offers a clear and focused entry point. If you would like to support Rush Limbaugh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.